It's one thing to get a pool, but what if you want to get rid of a pool? That's a whole different kettle of fish. And that's why I reached out to the people who know the most about pools, our trusted company for pools. That's Watts Pool. And I've got Ken on the phone. Good morning, Ken.
Morning, Charlie. How are you?
Great. I got a question that came in from Nancy in Angleton, and she says she's a volunteer there at the Brazoria County Alliance for Children. And their office is in a home that's been converted to offices, and there's a pool that's never used, and they have to clean it regularly. And she wants to know, can they empty it? Is there something they can do to get rid of it? They're just wondering what's involved in ridding themselves of this pool.
Well, the first thing I want to tell anybody is that pools within the greater Houston area are subject to floating out of the ground if they're left empty for a long period of time. We've got a very high water table in a lot of areas of Houston, and if we get enough pressure on it, the pool will come up out of the ground, basically like a big concrete boat.
Mm.
So with that in mind, just emptying a swimming pool is generally never a good idea because of that possibility. So your next step would be possibly just to remove the structure itself. It's not as simple as just breaking or just filling in a pool, because it will always be a pool no matter what we put in it.
Mm-hmm.
So what I would suggest is taking the structure out completely, and that generally includes, you know, removing the deck work and the gunite structure or the concrete structure of the pool itself, and then backfilling, possibly compacting it.
You couldn't just like punch holes in the bottom of it and like knock the sides down and then call it a day.
No, sure, that's generally not a good idea. The ground, when you open up the hole, it's still going to retain water no matter what we put in it, unless it's properly prepped. And leaving any substructure under the ground can lead you to some potential liabilities. Let's say if you change ownership of the property, and let's say somebody wanted to go back there and build a structure or another pool back in that same area out there, and then you didn't disclose that, or it wasn't properly disclosed and removed from the site.
He's the guy who knows about pools, and he's the guy we trust for. That's Ken at Watts Pool Company. You can learn more about him by visiting homeshowradio.com and clicking on the Watts Pool logo right there on the homepage. Ken, thanks for helping us out this morning.
Thank you, Charlie.